Welcome to the first Ramayana Katha series, Gems from the Ramcharit Manas. My name is Randy, and being that this is my first Katha, I will give a very brief synopsis of the Ramayana, as well as a short history of my cultural background and the style in which we recite Ramcharit Manas. The Ramayana is a detailed saga written in completion by the sage Valmiki. It captures the history of God, namely Sri Ram, and his time spent on earth to teach all of mankind about the essence of life and how to live it properly. The history is vast and the accounts are multitude, but all of them have been captured in verses to the amount which narrates all the events. In summary, Lord Ram, along with his consort, Mother Sita, and his brother Lakshman are told to leave their inherited kingdom due to a false idea of jealousy. They are told to go reside in the forest for 14 years of exile and do not return until the completion of 14 years. During these years, Lord Ram, Lakshman, and Mother Sita encounter many divine characters as well as evil beings who cause them problems. One day, while in the forest, Mother Sita is abducted by a demon. Lord Ram and Lakshman travel in every direction searching for her until he finds a group of forest dwellers who all agree to assist in his quest for Mother Sita. The minister and the strongest of them all, Hanuman, agrees wholeheartedly to perform his sacred duty to help find Mother Sita. They continue to search in every direction, receiving help from other beings dwelling in the forest, until they realize they need to cross a sea to go to another region where Mother Sita is. Hanuman, being the mightiest of all the forest dwellers, has the divine ability to leap across 100 miles of sea to the region of Lanka. He additionally has the ability to grow or shrink in size to his whim. He shrinks to the size of a mouse and finds his way across a demon king, Ravan's kingdom, to where Mother Sita is being held. Mother Sita and Hanuman meet and introduce themselves, and message is taken back to Lord Ram that Mother Sita is safe and her whereabouts are confirmed. Plans are made, and a bridge is built across the sea to rescue Mother Sita. After the crossing of the bridge, evil Ravan receives word that there is an army of foreigners in their land, headed toward the kingdom. He immediately orders war on them, and an epic battle is held. Ultimately, Ravan is defeated, and Mother Sita is rescued. She is brought back to Lord Ram's kingdom, where Lord Ram, along with Lakshman, are accompanied by the entire army of forest dwellers, reciting the encounters they all had, and the journeys and battles. The entire account proves itself an example for humankind to follow, as there are many lessons that are taught in word and in deed. All of these lessons will be talked about and explained in podcast episodes to come. The Ramayana is written in a collection of 24,000 couplets, grouped into 7 khand or books. The Ramayana is written in Sanskrit, an ancient language over 5,000 years old. As Sanskrit developed into other different languages and dialects, the language became less popular and mainstream over time. Hence, the Ramayana was transliterated and translated into a Hindi dialect called Avadhi, the language of the Avadh region of India. The transliteration and translation was done by a saint named Tulsidas, who lived from 1532 to 1623 in the Avadh region. He narrowed 7 khand, or books, into 7 sections or chapters. 24,000 couplets into 1,073 stanzas or verses. The names of the verses are Chaupai, Doha, Chand, and Surat. The names of the chapters were kept in the same in both instances, that is to say, 1. Balkand, Sri Ram's boyhood acts and youth. 2. Ayodhya Kand, acts in Ayodhya, Lord Ram's residence before exile. 3. Aranya Kand, residence in the forest, Mother Sita gets abducted by Ravan. 4. Kishkinda Kand, Lord Ram resides in Kishkinda with the forest dwellers. 5. Sundar Kand, Hanuman's journey to Lanka. 6. Lanka Kand, battle in Lanka, rescuing of Mother Sita and return to Ayodhya. And 7. Uttar Kand, Lord Ram's reign as king, birth of two sons, Mother Sita's tests of innocence, and Lord Ram departs from the mortal world. Now to tell you a little bit about myself and my cultural background. I am of Indian descent from a Trinidadian background. In the days of slavery, Indian people were brought to the Caribbean to be worked as slaves and settled down permanently. Now they brought with them a rich culture revolving around their strong belief in Hinduism. Although these people were very poor, they retained their Indian values and brought with them the Ramayana, Bhagavad Gita, and other holy texts from Hinduism. The tradition of reading, singing, and translating Ramayana in the way that we do has been handed down generation after generation. Now we have a style unique to us in the way we recite Ramayana, which will become evident as more episodes are uploaded. The style of singing, music accompaniment, and instrumentation, as well as phrasing and intonation, is unique in such a way that it'll grab your attention and channel you to another realm of consciousness, knowledge, and understanding. So thank you for tuning in today, and be on the lookout for future episodes of the Ram Charitmanas. I will pose in such a way that just enough material is covered in each episode so as to not overload you, the listener, with too much information at once. Thanks again, and we will reconvene right here at a time soon to come. Happy listening. Jai Sitaram.